Blog Talk Radio.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York.
Today, I want to let folks know about these awesome travel and lifestyle events happening this week and get folks ready for New York Restaurant Week 2016, because if anybody knows, like I know, good food can be expensive, but for Restaurant Week, you get to eat at your favorite places for less than the usual cost. And if you use the tricks that I shared today, you can get cash back on your credit card. So hopefully folks are listening in.
All right, all right. You're making me hungry already. Okay. All right, take it away, Ms. Falk.
All right, all right. Thank you. Thank you so much. And, yes, I'm very excited. And like I said last week, I love to eat. Because when you're talking about travel and you're talking about lifestyle, you cannot have those conversations without talking about great food, without talking about fine dining. So that's what I want to share with you all today. New York Restaurant Week is coming up, folks, from January 18th to February 5th, 2016. We are celebrating New York Restaurant Week. Now, I know we have some sharp folks that are listening that are saying, wait a minute, that sounds like more than a week. Well, you know, that's how we do out here in New York. That's what happened with Harlem Week. You start something great. You think it's just going to last for a week, but then you just can't stop. So we go on and on and on. We get the most from our time. So there are some great things happening this week, folks. And you know what? These events are free. They're free to come to. So I'm going to share with you some things. The first one on my top things to do this week is happening tomorrow, folks. Tomorrow from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., you can join us at the Brooklyn Marriott Hotel. That's right. There is a wonderful lounge on the second floor. You take that escalator up, and they have delicious treats for you to enjoy after work. They have these wonderful comfy couches and these lounge chairs by that fireplace. So come, let's get together by the fireplace. Enjoy some delicious appetizers. Enjoy some Cajun shrimp, right? Enjoy some spicy potatoes with some sauce. Enjoy some pita bread with some hummus. You know, whatever you want. If you want a little taste of something or if you want a full meal, you can get it at the Marriott, and you can get it tomorrow. We're having a lifestyle and travel get-together, 6:30 to 7:30. So join us. It's for folks who have passion for life, enjoy themselves, and want to be in the mix of great company. So definitely, folks, you want to do that tomorrow. Now, on Wednesday, January 13th, there are two great events that I want to recommend. Now, I already shared with you folks that were able to join us last week. If you haven't listened in yet, I shared with you some of the top 10 things to do while you're in New York. And one of the top things that were on the list was to visit the Brownstone Boutique. Oh, my goodness. If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you have never been to the Brownstone, I need you to take a look at the website, www.thebrownstonewoman, that's BrownstoneWoman.com. Go to that website, take a look, and you know exactly why this boutique made the top 10 list. And then after you take a look, definitely put it on your calendar for Wednesday, January 13th, because we're having a get-together at the Brownstone from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Now, her name is Princess Jenkins, but she is the queen of style, the queen of fashion. And when you visit the Brownstone, you're going to see one-of-a-kind garments. You're going to see beautiful jewelry, things that, you know, you wouldn't typically see in your everyday department store. You know, she goes out of her way to make sure that she's bringing you the best. Oh, my goodness. And what's so awesome about the garments in there, if you've ever come to one of the fashion shows, you'll be amazed because the garments are flattering for all figures. They have things for size 2 all the way to 22. And if by chance you don't see what you want in your size, they can make it for you. And like I said, folks, that is lifestyle. So join us on Wednesday, January 13th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. in Harlem at Harlem's Crown Jewel, the Brownstone Boutique. It is located at 24 East 125th Street. Now, if you're driving, you know, you can scout around and look for free parking, but I do suggest taking public transportation. it is always the easiest way to go when you're in the city. So if you're taking public transportation, you can take the number 4 or 5 train, get off at 125th Street, or you can take the A train, you know. But what do they say? All roads lead to Harlem, right? So you definitely want to come to Harlem, New York, on Wednesday the 13th and enjoy our get-together. So I'm going to have some refreshments for you guys, and, you know, we're going to talk about bringing our best selves forward for 2016. It is a new year. Let's start our new year with a new look. A new look as far as fashion, a new look as far as our goals and what we want, and a new look as far as all the possibilities that are yet to be discovered. So come on, folks. It's free to you to come through, but you definitely want to bring your credit card because I'm sure there's something you want to take home with you. And like I said, you got to snatch it up quick because most of the things are one of a kind. Now, that evening, there's something else going on. Like I said, when you're in New York, there's always something wonderful going on. That's what I love about it. There are so many different choices of events. So if you are bored in your house, that means you need to step out the door. You need to call somebody because, you know, there's something going on. You just have to know where to find it. But that's okay. If you don't know where to find it, call Victoria, 347-658-8459. And I'm always glad to share with you. So definitely that night on January 13th, we will be at the Microsoft store celebrating destinations and delicacies. That's right, folks. That is the name of a new travel series that is going to start this Wednesday, and it's going to take place every other Wednesday at the Microsoft store. So you will have a chance to come in and learn about the hottest travel destinations within the United States and abroad. Learn about the best travel deals that are going on right now. Hear from experts in the industry. Get a chance to win a raffle prize and enjoy some sweet treats. Enjoy some samples of some of the food that are particular to that place. So, for example, this week we're featuring Jamaica. We're going to have folks from the Jamaica Tourism Board come on out and tell us about what's going on in the area and how we can travel better for less. We're going to have a travel expert from Atlanta, Miss Lucretia Daniel. She'll be doing a presentation telling us about all the wonderful things and the events happening in Hot Atlanta, and we're going to have some delicious treats for you to sample. So if you're in that Midtown area, right, it is located at 677 Fifth Avenue near the corner of West 53rd Street. That's the Microsoft store. There's an awesome theater. And for those of you, once again, from that list of the top things to do in New York, one of the top things was to visit that Microsoft store. So definitely, folks, you want to come on out this Wednesday as we launch Destinations and Delicacies. And you just may have a chance to win a wonderful travel prize. You know, you have an opportunity to win a $250 hotel credit. So how does that sound, folks? Are you ready to get away? Well, they're going to make it easier for you. So come on through. That's from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Definitely, you want to come on through. Now, for those of you who love to eat out, and like we said, when you go and you eat out, that's a great time to get together and reconnect with family and friends. We're tweeting, we're pinning, we're texting, all these things. But make sure you commit to calling somebody this week and saying, hey, let's go grab a bite of lunch. Let's go get some dinner. Because New York Restaurant Week, like we said, you're going to be able to eat at those restaurants that are usually a lot pricier. You know, but for this particular time frame, they've reduced their prices, folks. Prices have gone down so that you can enjoy meals at these places. One of places that I've gone to during the past restaurant weeks was the Red Rooster. The Red Rooster in Harlem, folks. Oh, my goodness. My food was so delicious. And it was a great ambiance, great atmosphere, and just a wonderful time to have with friends. So call your friends up and let them know you want to go out. So basically what's going to happen is, you know, you're going to select what restaurant you want to go to. Now, all of the restaurants are not participating, so you want to make sure that your favorite restaurant is one of the actual restaurants that is participating. Now, the official place to go to for all New York information, you want to go to the NewYorkCityGo.com. That's NYCGO.com. That is the official place, folks, for all New York City info. So the same way I'm sharing this with you, if you want to do the work, you can go in there and check up all the restaurants that are going to be participating. Restaurant Week started back in 1992, and it was such a big hit. At that point, it was just a matter of letting people be exposed to lunch, you know, a special promotion to get people to go out and eat at the restaurants during lunchtime. But it was such a big hit, and more people decided that they wanted to participate in this. So year after year, it's gotten bigger and better, with more restaurants actually participating in the event and more diners actually going out and enjoying themselves. Now, it happens in New York twice during the year. Times like right now, you know, during the early winter, between January and February, and then we have it again in the summertime. See, so you don't want to miss it now because you're not going to have another chance to enjoy this until the summertime. So, folks, now is the time to make your plan. January 18th is right around the corner. Now, you do not have to have reservations. It's not mandatory that you have reservations, but I highly recommend that you do, because if there's a place on your list that you just love, that, you know, that is your spot, you want to make sure that you get to enjoy yourself there. Now, if anybody, if you have a restaurant.com gift card or, you know, an account, you can use it during restaurant week. So you're doubling your savings, folks. Restaurant.com allows you to save half off your meal. So already you're saving with the whole idea of New York Restaurant Week, and then you get to make your payment with your Restaurant.com card. Is that awesome or is that awesome? Now, another way to save money, you know, because I like to enjoy myself, but guess what? When we save money, we can enjoy ourselves even more, right, folks? So definitely another way to save money during restaurant week, for those of you who have an American Express card, you want to use your American Express card to pay for your meal. Right, because when you use your American Express card anywhere between January 18th and February 5th, what's going to happen is that you're going to get $5 cash back. Now, some folks are saying $5 cash back, big deal. What's the big deal? It's just $5. Let me tell you, $5 is a big deal if you need $5 and you don't have it. So definitely enjoy the savings. Each time that you use your American Express card, you're getting an additional $5 back. So you have up to four times to use your American Express card and save an extra $5 to $20. Right? Doesn't seem like a big deal. But when you're visiting New York and you see our New York prices, yes, you're going to love me for sharing this information with you, definitely. Now, we spoke about reservations. You can go and reserve your spot now. You can browse through the menus now at opentable.com. Isn't it incredible? Everything's online right now. Just makes it so much easier. So it's OpenTable. That's OpenTable.com. You can go there right now. Now, I must warn you, you might get a little hungry looking through the photos of the menus. Your mouth might start to water as you think about all the delicious food that you're going to have available to you. But that's okay. That's part of the treat. So go to OpenTable.com and look up the restaurants that are participating in New York Restaurant Week 2016. And it's going to be hundreds of them, definitely. And you browse through. You can browse through based on what type of food. Because we're saying restaurants, but that's one of the beautiful things about New York. One of the things that we call New York is a melting pot, right? It's a melting pot of people from all different cultures. And they bring their cultures to the city. They bring the different types of food. So you can be on one block, and you might have American-style food, and then you have Indian food. You have Thai food, Chinese food, Mexican food, all the different tastes, all the different flavors, French cuisine. You know, so whatever your pick is, you have it available to you. And let this be the time that you challenge yourself to try something different. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but fried chicken wings and French fries is not real Chinese food, folks. You know, in some neighborhood spots, they want you to believe that's Chinese food. But you know how delicious the food is when you go to an authentic Chinese restaurant. When you drink the tea and, you know, you sit there and have the time, drink the green tea and have some dumpling, you know, with some spicy garlic sauce, right? And the steamed vegetables, whatever you have, but sit at an authentic Chinese restaurant. Try some Thai food, you know. Go to the Indian restaurant and enjoy the spices. That's one of the things that the Indian restaurants are known for, the delicious spices, the curry, right? Getting your yogurt lassi drink. Getting yogurt sauce. I never thought I would like yogurt sauce, but it was delicious. And that's the thing, being open to try new things and being open to try new foods, because the restaurants that are included, like we said, are from all different types of food. Your Italian food, if you like Italian food, oh, my goodness, Carmine's Restaurant. Awesome. If you have not been to Carmine's Italian Restaurant, you have not been to a real Italian restaurant. Every dish that I've had there has been delicious. And if you're in a large group and you want family style, Carmine's is the place to be because they give you these portions, these huge portions that you can enjoy. And you can sit there, be hungry, and stuff your face and still have enough to take home. And after you and the family, you enjoy the theater or whatever it is you're going to enjoy, and you have the traditional Italian dishes and enjoying the pastas and the salads and the breadsticks and all the delicious types of sauces. You know, so definitely you want to have that experience. So hopefully, folks, I've gotten you all nice and hungry and you're ready to pick up your forks and dive in. And the best way to do it is on a discount. And for this time only, folks, January 18th through February 5th, enjoy your time at your favorite spots. Lunch is $25 and dinner is $38. And we're talking about three-course meals. You're talking about your appetizer with your entree and your dessert. So make sure you enjoy, explore what's on the menu, and have something really good. And if you have something that's extremely good, make sure you leave us a comment that you went out and you enjoyed yourself, and what was it that you know, that you had, and you know, just give us a rating. So if you would like to learn more about anything that we said, by all means, leave a comment. If you want to learn more about our exclusive lifestyle travel club, go to www.passionatetravelinc.com, or you can go to www.passionatetravel.info. Now I'm going to turn you back over to Mr. Baba Jahi, so he can close us out and share some information. Back to you, Mr. Jahi.
All right. Thank you for all that wonderful information. Yes, and me and Cynthia, when you mentioned Carmine's, we sit here, our mouth started watering again, because we had a chance one time. We came to an exclusive trip to New York to be wined and dined at Carmine's, and I couldn't believe all of the food that they brought to us to eat, and what we didn't eat while we were sitting there consuming, being able to take back. You know, from there, I mean, it was like as fast as I was getting into one dish and enjoying it, they came with another one, and I was like, hold on, I want to eat some more of this. They said, no problem, we're gonna pack it up for you. But I mean, it was like I had always heard about Carmine's from watching the Jerry Seinfeld show, but to actually go there, experience being there and eating there, was a very, very unique experience. I really, really enjoyed that. And while you was talking, I had a chance to go to NYCGo, as you said, .com, and I noticed that Broadway is also running a special going along with this National Restaurant Week, where you can get 2-for-1 tickets for what they call an NYC Broadway Week, which is January 19th to February 5th. To see shows, buy one ticket, get one ticket free. So, and if people go to that site that you gave out, you know, they can be able to access that. Main thing is that you gave a lot of valuable information on today's show. And what we really need people to be able to do, because we have a lot of people, y'all be listening in via the internet and going. I know if you listen through the internet, you're going to the blogtalkradio.com/movements. Home Base Business 101. And so what we need you to do is leave a comment about what you like best about what you heard, so that we can follow up with you. You know, we want to be able to get information out to you. Ms. Falk is great at putting together newsletters and stuff, and so we want to be able to get information out to the listening audience on how to take advantage of not only what you heard today, but other information. So we're really excited about the information that you shared today, and again, we're just asking people, make sure you leave a comment about what you like best about what you heard. Tomorrow, we will be back on these airways again at 3 o'clock, and I will be sharing some home-based business tips on how to work from home, save on your taxes, and increase your cash flow so you can have the money that you need to go out and enjoy New York City Restaurant Week and NYC New York City Broadway Week. And you want to be able to do those things, we can show you how to put some more dollars in your pocket to be able to do that. So we're winding down. We got like 2 minutes left. So give us some closing comments, Ms. Falk, and then we're going to wrap this show up for the day. I'm glad to have you on Home Base Business 101 and looking forward to your show for next week.
Oh, thank you so much. And I just want to remind folks out there that life is short and you really have to live passionately. Live with enthusiasm. Make time to laugh, love, and enjoy the finer things like travel and fine dining. So we hope to see you at our upcoming events. And we'll be looking out for those comments. Thank you all so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Falk. And until next time, people, hey, we enjoy you listening to Home Base Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, and thank you for being one of the more than over 50,000 people that have listened to a show here on Home Base Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. truly making this listener-supported radio. Obviously, we must be sharing something of value, or that many people wouldn't tune in and listen. So we thank you today for those of you who have listened, and please don't forget, leave us that comment. Till next time, God bless you and take care.